So in some ways, a voyage to Mars could be a voyage home. Our ancestors have made such bold trips before. When we walked out of Africa, when we sailed over the horizon. If it's technically possible, our ships will head out again.
We've always wanted to see what's over the next hill, and Mars is that next over the hill. Sure, you're going to have to be in a suit, you're going to have a habitat, but it's a solid planet. It's got a surface. You can see, you can work, you can explore.
I've thought for about 30 years now that we could go to Mars. And usually when people ask me how long it would take, I say 15 years because we've been saying 15 years for the last about four decades.
Oh, a human mission to Mars can't happen soon enough for me. I'm a robot guy. Okay, that's what I do with my career is build robots and send them to Mars. But I also think that we send things to Mars for reasons other than science. Our rovers, Spirit and Opportunity, were built by people who, like me, grew up in the 60s watching Mercury, Gemini, Apollo on TV as little kids and dreaming of sending spaceships to Mars someday. And now we do. And I think as people watch the first human explorers on the surface of Mars, they are going to be similarly inspired to do things that I can't even imagine at this point. It's going to be very costly. It's going to be dangerous. But I think it's something I'd certainly like to see happen. I'd love to see boot prints in our wheel tracks. I would love to see boot prints on Mars.
When the first human footprint is made on Mars, it will represent more than a giant stride into space. This one small impression will be proof that humanity is once again on the move. Travelers once more moving beyond our comfort zone to explore new lands and new opportunities. And have no doubt, there are many worlds out there ripe for exploration.